His wife gave birth to a male son, then you make a atoyve meitiv. Mishnah Berurah says, even if you had many sons, even if you have only sons, and you want a daughter, even so, you make a atoyve meitiv. By a daughter, it is not mentioned, do you make a bracha on the birth of a daughter? The son idea is the son generally is the one, at least when he gets older, that he helps more. Today everything's backwards. The Mishnah Berurah says a chiddush that by a daughter, the first time you see her, you should make a shechayonu, because it's not worse than seeing a good friend after 30 days. So the first time you see a daughter, it has a chiddush. As far as the son is concerned, you don't even have to see the son. As long as you heard from a reliable source that the son was born, you can make a toifa meitiv, because it's a shvua toifa. Otherwise, even if you didn't make the bracha immediately, you can make it later on, because the toifa remains. As long as the child is around, you have a toifa. Exactly how long can you still make the bracha? So there's different opinions here. And they bring here that the Moru Tzia of Yaakov Emden says you have only up to 3 days to say it with Shema Malchus. Others say, and we should try to do it as soon as possible after the birth. There's also discussion, a daughter can make Shechem when you saw her the first time. If you make the bracha the first time, and then you see a second time, to make a Shechem. Like a new fruit, if you don't make the bracha the first time you ate it, then you lost the bracha. So there's also the discussion in the Poskim, by Shechayon of a daughter, if you didn't say the first time, but over here it's better than the fruit, because the fruit you ate, here the same child is still around. So, in Meisa Isha, the Ramos says, Achmanu's son, if his wife died, Vol Shechayonu, because Atoyva Meitiv means it's good for me and good for my wife, the wife's not around, so just make a Shechayonu on the birth of the son. So look at Tavol Achid, V'chein, the Meisa Av Koynashi Ladatoy, in Verecha Shechayonu. Also, if the father dies before she gave birth, she's without the husband, you also make a shechayonu, because, like we said, there's only one period. Yeshu kosu tenogu l'hakim v'brachos tu, shein ha'choyin ha'v'rishus, and he sent his father around making leil v'brachos. That those that say one can be lenient, that these brachos, it's not a chiyus, it's a v'rishus. If some people are mekel, nice, we try to keep this brachos, it's always good to thank Hashem.